Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's happy hour, man. Friday, 9 o'clock, we talk about eating and drinking with Ian McNulty, a little table talk. He covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. If y'all got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870 about where to eat, where to drink, what to order, if you're going to a special place to make the most of your experience, et cetera, et al., and all the other ets. Speaking of etting, here's Ian McNulty. How you doing, Ian?
Etting and drinking with Tommy Tucker.
Etting and drinking. There you go. How you been?
You, my friend.
Great
good.
To be with you. What's up
terrific.
With you? Where you been eating? Yeah. What you been doing?
The week flies by, I tell you. You know, that Monday arrives with a lead pipe fall, but then suddenly it's Friday, and I think it was just Friday last that I was talking with Tommy about eating and drinking, and so much has come in between these bookends. I've got some new places to report on for you, brand spanking new restaurants. With a first look, but also revisiting some old reliables. And let me just pick it up right there because, you know, I want to talk about the new ones. I got a burger place for you on the West Bank, your neck of the woods, brand new. And I've got a Vietnamese restaurant, unlike anything else I've had at a restaurant, certainly, in New Orleans on St. Claude Avenue. But, you know, with all the excitement of new places, I think really some of the richness of the dining scene here that we enjoy and possibly take for granted is just how many just great, reliable places that we have kind of worked into the landscape of our city and our communities. And part of the joy of living here, frankly, is taking people around and showing them that and being, you know, having guests in town as I do right now and seeing the city again through their eyes. And just last night was perfect. We went to see some early music at the Maple Leaf Bar. In the back bar there on Oak Street, they have on Thursday nights a solo piano session in honor of the late, great, troubled, magnificent James Booker, the piano maestro, the Maharaja of the Bayou, as he was called. His legend lives on in the back room there with a solo piano session with everyone just sitting on wood benches and crowded around the doorway, sipping down some beers or cocktails in early evening. And then that wraps up just in time for dinner. And it was right around the corner, right around the river bend, following the streetcar lines over to Vincent's, where it's a bottle of red, a bottle of white, you know, that Billy Joel romantic crowded bustle of a restaurant that has been there for decades, for generations, really. It's in the second generation of its own family after we lost the late Vincent last year. But his family continues it on. And it's one of those places that has seen, like I say, generations of people come and go, but it's of their customers. You know, they're people who started coming there as children are now bringing their own kids. People who went to Tulane 20 years ago come back and have a meal there when they send their own kids off to college. It's just one of these always there, always good, always friendly, always charismatic. You know, it's got that you're in a table close to a brick wall with bottles of wine on display around you. You order and then just quick, fast, out comes a stuffed melaton. Where else in the world are you getting a stuffed melaton but New Orleans, right? Louisiana. There's all these Parmesan dishes on the menu, but then there's okra Parmesan, just a little bit mixing it up with the South. The cannelloni, of course, the classic there. And just a bowl of pasta with the Bordelaise sauce. And, you know, you've got out-of-town guests, and you have to say, no, there's no Bordeaux wine in this Bordelaise sauce. This is the New Orleans Creole Italian Bordelaise sauce. It's mostly garlic and olive oil and green onion. And it was just a delight. And, you know, it's not the first time, nor shall it be the last, that place just does the trick. So
you're talking about New Orleans or Metairie here?
This is the New Orleans location. Uptown, yeah, okay. This is and that's an interesting thing about Vincent's. Two locations. The Metairie one was actually the first. St. Charles Avenue came a bit later. Both of them similar menu, similar vibe. A little different. You know, the Metairie one is one of those classic hidden gems, just off of a busy suburban strip, and there it is. Whereas the St. Charles Avenue one is, you know, the streetcars rattling past. Tulane University's Loyola right around the corner. There's Audubon Park. It's right a part of that, just that beautiful neighborhood up there. And
beautiful dining room too, huh?
Yeah, and it's beautiful and fun in a way. You could also describe it as crowded, boisterous, right? And that doesn't sound great off the bat, but sometimes you want that from a restaurant. It's that kind of that healthy bustle. It's a busy place for a reason.
You know what it's like to me? It would be the same as going to you think at some point you would want an amusement park to yourself, but you really don't, because there'd be no fun, just you there. And the part of the fun of the amusement park is the excitement of the people that are around you, right?
Sure.
The shared excitement.
You come into the restaurant, the game's on at the bar. There's a couple having dinner at the bar. They're shaking martinis back there, even though it would be a little better if they stirred them. But anyway, the dining room always just feels like an Italian supper where another seat has been drawn up to the table. You know, hey, there's always room. There's always room at our house, that kind of a feel. So just a great...
That's a great way of putting it. You know that, like, the aunts and the uncles and everybody's already there, and then you stop by. I say, nah, come on, we got room for you. We'll squeeze in another chair, right?
Exactly the point. Yeah. Exactly it. I want to talk about those two new places I teased. But,
sure.
But first, another old one. Just not anywhere as long-running as Vincent's, but Toops Meadery over by City Park in Mid-City. Isaac and Amanda Toops, they're... modern Cajun restaurant. People ask me all the time, oh, where's a good Cajun restaurant? Where's good Cajun food in New Orleans? I'm like, well, get in your car and drive about 2 hours and you'll be in the heartland for Cajun food. We really don't have a ton of it here in New Orleans, but we do have some. There's Mosquito Supper Club. There's Donald Link's Cochon. And of course there's Toops. And Toops is, it's the modern version. It's the upscale chef getting down to his roots. It's not a bunch of cliches. It's not, Boudreaux's fish and camp cuisine kind of thing. But it is that gusto of rustic Louisiana cooking translated into a upscale casual restaurant. And the reason it's on my mind is it just did such a solid when we were coming back from an event. It was a little bit past the normal dinner hour. I think it was 9 o'clock or so. And that's when you start thinking, especially in New Orleans, you know, not the greatest with late night hours anymore. We're in the witching hour here. The restaurants are starting to phase down.
What time was this again?
It's about 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah.
On a Saturday, but still. And we were in Mid-City. You know, we weren't downtown. And then I remembered Toops. They're open till 11 o'clock, certainly on the weekends. Slid into the bar, just two of us, ordered a couple things to share. And it was fantastic. And it was a meal that we couldn't get anywhere else. The centerpiece was the lamb neck over spetzel.
I just saw that on the menu, and I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, it's been on there from the start in one version or another, but this is just a slow-roasted lamb on the bone, and that bone is the neck. Mm. And it falls off, but it also has all this different texture. You know, you want a joint of meat like that to give you different flavors, different textures, different aspects wherever you come in at it, you know, because the best meat's always close to the bone, but also it lends itself to different types of meat coming off of there. It's all lamb, but different expressions of it. And the way it's cooked, it's got tender bits, it's got crispy bits, a great sauce, and it all falls into this bed of spetzel. And on the side, broccoli Caesar. So it's not all just meat at Troop's Meatery, although it is quite meaty. It is also good for a dish like this, which is, you know, think that zesty zing of a Caesar salad, but with the crunch of broccoli. And, you know, it's all about balance in this life, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. I'm also looking at the smoked duck, pumpkin sweet potato puree, cherry bourbon glaze, and pipits. What is P-I-P-I-T-S?
P-I-P-I-T-S. I think that I'm not seeing that in front of me, but I think that may be pumpkin seeds. Pepitas?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I looked it up. The only thing I could find was a small bird, and I didn't think it was like a turducken or anything they were doing over there, but it must be that.
Would not put that past Isaac Toops, that's for sure. But no, it's a super interesting menu, and there's always something.
Venison loin?
Venison, yeah. They'll do that. I've had elk there. This is what I'm saying. When you look around this restaurant, there's, you know, it's common to go into a restaurant in Louisiana, and you might see some game on the wall or, you know, hunting trophies. If Isaac Toops, the chef, is there, he can tell you the story about shooting or each one of these animals. Like, this is the real deal kind of place.
This is the greatest, one of the more intriguing, let me put it this way, more intriguing menus I've seen in a long time.
Toops Meatery will never let you down, and they're great folks. And it's up there by City Park. You know, if this nice weather is getting you out to City Park, to the Sculpture Garden, right there. Even it's an upscale place in its ambition and its style, but it has the heart of a neighborhood joint. So it really is easy just to drop in. I mean, I was taking a walk past there for a Saints home game, and the Popes, you know, those super fans that you see on TV at the Saints games, they were whooping it up there at 10:30, 11 o'clock, getting ready to go down to the Dome. You know, it's that kind of a casual, come on in kind of place. You can get a bag of crackling and walk to the park with it if you want, or you can sit down for lamb neck and, you know, loin of venison. But let's skip ahead to those new places.
Tell you what, let me take a break and we'll do it when we come back, all right? Take a break, we'll come back, talk about the new places, a Vietnamese place on St. Claude, a burger place on the West Bank. We're underway with Ian McNulty having some table talk on this Friday morning. Got some questions coming in, 504-260-1870. If you got any questions or comment, I'll pass them along, I'll pass them along to Ian. Somebody's looking, Ian, for a new place, any place in New Orleans to get Filipino. I'm going to vet this first before I say it out loud because I don't know if people are playing games or not. Somebody said a new place in Metairie called Yummy, if you've been there, and we'll talk about some more when we return here on WWL. Or at your favorite restaurant where you might run into Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We talk to him every Friday morning at 9 o'clock, our favorite time of the week, a little table talk. We talk about some restaurants around the area, get some texts that come in looking for stuff. We'll get to those in a second. Let's talk about the burger place on the West Bank, Ian.
Yeah, it's this is called the Drift-In Diner, and it is. You know when you're in a diner, right? And rather than a cafe or a tavern or any other kind of restaurant, it's like you see it. It's the, you know, the bent aluminum around the tables. It's the counter with the swivel stools. It's just the easygoing menu, and that is what this place is. You probably have a vintage nostalgic view of when you say diner, and this is a brand new place that has conjured that up. It's in Algiers Point, in the old historic Old Point, a couple blocks from the ferry landing, amid kind of a grid of streets over there that's increasingly peppered with interesting places to eat and drink. There's a Barracuda taco stand just down the block. There's the new Congregation Coffee is a block away. There's Nighthawk Pizza. There's the old Reliable Dry Dock Cafe where we can get off of the ferry landing. We just go a block or two past that, and you find the Drift Inn. And they just opened maybe a week, 10 days ago, and it is it's just drawn up like a classic diner. It's a short menu to start, but you know, it's your breakfast plate, it's your burger. There's a kids menu, and here's the twist: there's also some pretty nice cocktails. One of the guys who started it up is a long time pro in the local cocktail scene, and you know, one of these guys you know from the French Quarter, from Cane and Table. He's got a long track record in town. Kurt Stofenol is his name. Kirk, and you know, in a tale much told in New Orleans, people who kind of run in that crowd, the cool guys, eventually they have kids, they have families, and a lot of them end up at Algiers Point. I mean, the joke on Algiers Point is that's where the Bywater goes when they have kids. and so you see a lot of that. There's a lot of, like, you know, hospitality industry people at when they start settling down, they go to Algiers Point. But they're making it their own. And the Drift Inn is just another great example over there. The burger is killer, okay? It's just a straight-up good old-fashioned Americana burger. It's not the monstrous bar burger of the Swamp Room or Beach Corner. It's not the little double stack smash burger that you get from Bubs. It's not your old-fashioned Buds or Lee's. But it's a mid-weight burger with a lot of onions cooked on the griddle together, slice of American cheese, a Martin's potato bun, all napped into a little paper wrapper with shoestring fries on the side. And it's just it's this little handheld taste of Americana. And then you finish it off with some soft serve ice cream that they're making in-house. And it's just a delight. And the scenery is nice. And it's just a nice little find in the neighborhood and definitely worth seeking out, especially if you're on that side of the river.
Some great shakes too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they're not doing shakes right now, but they're doing floats. So soft serve floats, and here's the thing: I mentioned the guy was a cocktail whiz, one of the partners in it. You can make an adult version of those floats too. So think about an Irish coffee crossed with an ice cream float.
I can do you one better. How about a rum ping pong, a fizzy float inspired by nectar cream? So like a nectar soda you would get from KB back in the day, K&B,
exactly.
But with rum in it.
That's right. Yeah, New Orleans people know the color K&B pink, and that is what that is. Hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things I sampled over there. They pour it for you into a frozen mug, and it forms this sort of mushroom top of foam coming over the edge.
How many of those did you have?
Well, I take it back. I had the virgin version of that.
Oh, okay,
but I did have the full tilt hurricane fizz, and that was quite nice. If you think hurricanes are just for sugary alcoholic go juice for tourists, they're not. I mean, I do appreciate a Pat O'Brien's hurricane maybe once a year, but the basic recipe is nice, and it can be done on a little more craft basis, and that's what they're doing.
Have you ever had 5 Pat O'Brien's hurricanes?
What is the statute of limitations on self-incrimination, Tommy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The reason I say that, because if you do, you'll need one of these plastic scrapers, a putty knife, to get the tongue off the roof of your mouth the next morning.
While we're on the topic, right quick, I was just having this conversation with my visiting guest. The thing about New Orleans, and Pat O'Brien's is a great example of this, the things that we hold up as sort of tourist icons, like, yeah, all the visitors go to Pat O'Brien's. It's legit. Like, that place is legit. Mm-hmm. It's in a 300-year-old former Spanish theater, dripping with architectural details and the sort of transporting feel to it. And if like locals, like plenty of people I know value Pat O'Brien.
I think you'll find as many locals in there as you will tourists, don't you think?
That it's a rite of passage kind of place. Yep. I especially like the dark little sidebar. And that's the thing. Like in other cities, this is like all fabricated out of spray foam and airbrushed. And an amusement park coming to town. It's not so. This is legit, like, you know, the bricks of the French Quarter kind of thing. And I love that the doors and entryways are open and we can go explore these places just over the course of a drink, because it's part of the built heritage of New Orleans in addition to the hospitality culture. It's a fun place. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that while we were talking hurricanes.
Moving on to Vietnamese places on St. Claude, what you got?
Right. This place, I'm going to slightly mispronounce it, but I promise, Wynn family, I have been working on it. It's Mui. It's think of the term moi, like my in French. That's the way it's spelled.
But not moi.
Not moi. Yeah,
it's spelled M-O-I.
Yes, M-O-I.
But it's pronounced like the Jewish moi.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Okay.
Well, I'll work on that.
Sure.
The thing I love about this
restaurant. We'll all work on that. Yes, we'll all work on that, Ian, because apparently neither one of us are close. But go ahead.
I love Vietnamese food, and I fell in love with it through the classics. Pho from Pho Ta Bay, the banh mi sandwiches, you know, the Vietnamese po' boys, the spring rolls. It was sort of the entry level, very accessible. They've become comfort food all across New Orleans, I think. I mean, this is now kind of mainstream New Orleans comfort food. But it's a very rich and deep cuisine. And if you go to restaurants, sometimes you see tables that are ordering things you've never seen before. Gosh, if you go to the Tet Festival or any other Vietnamese kind of community festivals, you see these dishes they're cooking up, these stands. And if you've ever been in an Asian grocery store and you're looking into the cart and wondering, like, what kind of home cooking is going down with that stuff, this is your restaurant. This is the place that is going to take you into home-style Vietnamese cooking. So they don't even have pho on the regular menu. I hear it may be a special soon. But it's we just filled the table with dishes to sample. We're talking tofu stuffed with a meatball braised in tomato sauce, almost like kind of a tropical marinara, just delicious. Caramelized pork and eggs, and then that Vietnamese style of caramelization. We're not talking like sticky sweet dessert caramel, but just cooking everything down so it's sweet, sweetens kind of a sweet and sour flavor, but much more on the savory sour side of things. A fermented shrimp platter that was advised. We were advised this was going to be the one for the boldest palates. We loved it. It's pressed rice noodles with some roasted pork, then bits of pork intestine, and then some fried shrimp kind of molded around sugarcane skewers, and then this deep kind of dank, pungent, fermented shrimp sauce. And you take a little bit of each of those elements, put it in a lettuce cup and pop it in your mouth, and it's just this bundle of flavor. And, you know, I say pork intestines, I can see people getting a little squeamish sometimes, but look, if you like Cajun food, you've had some of this good stuff, and it's sort of a deconstructed version.
I got to get real quick to this question about somebody looking for lumpia, Filipino lumpia. Do you have any idea where they can get that?
Yes, we don't have I don't have a great lead on you for a dedicated Filipino restaurant, which is what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But go to this place, Hot and Soul. It's on Bank Street. It's right next to the Trader Joe's off of Tulane Avenue. Hot and Soul. The chef back there is Filipino. And she's got some of her home cooking on the menu, too. So you'll find adobo and lumpia, which are ultra.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crisp egg rolls and some other good Filipino dishes, tucked them in amongst Caribbean dishes. They have beef stroganoff on the menu. They have a burger. It's all over the map, but Filipino stuff is definitely a strong point there.
A pleasure as always, Ian McNulty. Go eat some, will you?
I certainly will, and a special shout-out to the Finch family visiting all the way from Bath, England. I will be rejoining them later tonight, and I can't wait to dine with you again. We're headed to Cafe Degas for a little dining under the fronds and the stars tonight.
There you go. Have a great time. Thank you, sir. At 9:38, 22 till 10, traffic now, WWL. It is 9:45, quarter till 10. I'm going to tell you this about my boy, JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding. Tommy, how you doing?
I am doing all right. I'm going to tell you what. Here's the way it goes. JR, tells me what to do and I do it. Do I understand most of it? Probably not. He has educated me a lot, though, and I do know this, that I initially put up $5,000 and I am now up 40% for, and it's been, what, 3 weeks, JR?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, up 40%. Can't beat that. And I know it's not going to be every week, and it's going to go up and it's going to go down, but it's going to consistently go up. I have every faith in that. And you said we were setting the table for this week, right?
It's exactly what we did last week, correct.
And the table's all set, and I'm ready to put the goose on it. Let's talk about your business and what it is that you do and what it is that I'm involved with here.
First things first, everyone listening right now in Louisiana, guys, I'm going to give you the winner of this big matchup, 5-2 LSU in Baton Rouge, taking on the 7-0 Texas A&M. This line's 2.5, guys. Don't try to figure it on your own. I'm going to give it to you for free. It's on a recorded line right now, 888-994-6669. That's 888-994-6669. LSU, Texas A&M, absolutely free on a recorded line. When I say no strings attached, guys, no credit card needed. You get it on the recorded line. We're looking for guys, whether you're looking for the free pick or you're serious about making money, make that call. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW. Now, what we do better than anything, and you've been getting a taste of this now, Tommy, is we're not only interested in giving out winners, which you guys already know, I win like crazy, even here on the air. It comes down to strategy. I had a guy yesterday I was talking to who, you know, he's like, well, based on the systematic way you're telling me, you know, on a 6-4 record, I'm only going to be up 2 units. And that's not the case. When I broke it down for him, explained like what you already were a part of this past weekend, mm-hmm. Tommy, there are games where we tell you to go a little bit more, mm-hmm. stronger play. It's a double unit. And then there's different ways that we also, like this upcoming weekend, I'm going to strategize to make 3 units on 2 games with a rollover. I've got 2 huge matchups for my clientele this weekend. That's it. And you'll be a test to this, Tommy. Normally it's 2 or 3 games on a Saturday, mm-hmm. 2-3 games on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. We like to give out 4, 5, 6 games a week to our biggest clients, and we hit a really high percentage. But this week, I've been waiting for these 2 matchups, and I've been letting all my clients know all the money we made last week, we're going to put on game 1 on Saturday and roll it on to game 2 on Sunday. So we're going to make a really, call it a mini score in the middle of the season. So do yourselves a favor, start off with this LSU Texas A&M game. It's absolutely free on the recorded message at 888-994-6669.
You don't do a lot of these silly kind of prop stuff, do you?
You've seen it. First off, there's not enough liquidity in the marketplace to really make that count enough. You know my clients are moving very big money. Mm-hmm. You can't move big money on these props. And the props are there mainly for these guys that are making the mistake of doing same game parlays, mm-hmm. or just parlays in general. There's a reason that the sports book is out there barking to you to bet the parlays. It's like you go onto the sports book and all you see, it's like walking into a casino with the machines blinging all over. It's like, hey, bet this parlay. No, bet this parlay. Bet this parlay. There's nothing out there to tell you to bet an individual game. They're telling you to bet the props. Why? Because it makes the sports books money. And we're not here to make the sportsbooks money. We want to take their money and make you money. There's a reason that the sportsbooks can't stand me. That's because we do such a great job not only making money for our clients with the games winning, but the education in which I'm always determined to make sure they better understand how to attack. So again, guys, 888-994-6669, LSU, Texas A&M on the recorded line.
Talk a little bit more about the money management part of it, because I do understand teasing and this and that and the other thing. You and I have been doing this years and years, and I understand about spreads and money line and totals and this and that and the other thing. But the unit part and all of that, the money management, the margins, the whatever it is, I leave all that up to you, and that's what you do, right? Because you used to be a financial guy.
I am. I have, my history or my background is as an ex-fiduciary. I used to have my own brokerage. I was a very big money manager. I dealt with everybody from the elderly and looking to be conservative and get them dividends all the way to, you know, the young guy who was trying to be aggressive and was a big options trader, which I was a big options trader. And, you know, what I really liked about when we started this, Tommy, was I've never dealt or been interviewed by, and I get interviewed all over the country, but with you, you were green. And I loved the idea of being able to start with somebody like from scratch, where I had to kind of teach you
everything. I knew nothing.
That's what I mean. Even everything from, I know you had a little understanding of the point spreads, but you really didn't understand this whole sports betting thing as a whole.
And,
you know, you've learned throughout the years, and I think a lot of your listeners have also been able to catch on and listen and, you know, start to learn themselves and educate themselves on these weekly calls that we do. So, yeah, it also brings in a really much better client. I'm looking for, you know, not the degenerate that needs to bet 50 games a week. I want the guy that's serious and would like to make money doing this, treat it as a business. That doesn't mean, you know, sell your stocks bet on sports. It means whatever little bit of money you were going to be able to play around with to entertain yourself, I'd like to attack the book with and turn that into something really serious. And that's why you're going to be a part of it. I mean, you've already made 40% in just 3 weeks. We didn't even have a great start, but of course, a couple of great games, a couple of great weeks, a couple of big games. All of a sudden, you know, this is what I talk about. I'm a grinder. I'm not looking to make 500% in 3 days. It would be great if I thought I could do it, but I'm realistic. We're chipping away, whether it's 7 to 10% a week or even a minor loss and then a big chunk going towards our bankroll. So you can see everything's going in the right direction.
And
all that number, guys, 888-9-WIN-NOW, 888-994-6669. LSU Texas A&M is on the recorded line for free.
You gave us Detroit over the Buccaneers early last week, and it was one of those put your feet up, be comfortable. But you know what? When it comes to discipline, I didn't bet it because you didn't tell me to. I know you gave it out on the air, but I didn't bet it because that's not what you told me to do, so I didn't. What do you got for us this week on the air, JR?
And I, you know, give the game out for free to the masses. I know 90% of the time going into it, it's not a game that I'm going to be using for my upper echelon clients. Listen, these guys pay big money to get those games. It would be unfair for me to give those games out for free on the air and then give it to somebody that paid me huge to get in and get those games. I wouldn't be very happy about it if I was the guy that was, you know, paid to get in and get the best game.
And as a matter of fact, I wandered off of the farm one time and did it, and JR said, no, don't do that. So go ahead.
No, don't do that. And even though it worked out for
me, I
was okay with it. It just, listen, keep that separate, right?
That's the discipline. That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to throw away money when we're sitting here working so hard.
That's the approach that you take. That's what I'm trying to say. So give me the on-air pick.
Okay, so the Bears are playing the Ravens this week. Obviously, Ravens going to have a much better offense, but they didn't add much to that defense, which has been absolutely awful this year. One of the worst in the history of the NFL. A Bears team that now is scoring more points. Caleb Williamson is just playing better ball, not turning it over, getting rid of the ball fast. I'm going to go with the over in this matchup because I think they're going to be scoring back and forth. It is going to be a slugfest. Both defenses kind of weak, and I believe that the Ravens offense will be better, obviously, with Lamar at the helm this week, and the Bears will be able to put up points on that defense. That number is the highest on the board right now at 49.5, and don't wait. It's going to go to 50 or 50.5. So get that in now. Go over 49.5 points in the Bears-Ravens free pick.
Take us out, JR.
Guys, it's all money management. It's about the best games on the board. Huge matchup. You guys already know it. Texas A&M coming to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. You're going to get this game for free sitting on the recorded line right now at 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669. If you've been listening to this for a while, guys, don't wait another week. I'm telling you, we're setting it all up. I've got a huge weekend lined up. Call that number now, 888-994-6669. I love doing this with you, Tommy. I really appreciate what you're doing. And as always, guys, be safe. Have fun. Let's go out there and make some money.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'll be awake, I promise.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.